the Torah here in Parshas Bo tells us Vedaver Hashem al Moshe v'Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim. Laymor, we have a command. Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim rishon hu lachem lechadshei hashana. We have what is Rashi refers to in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis as the first mitzvah that B'nai Yisrael get. That mitzvah is Hachodesh hazeh lachem, that they are given the power, they are given the capacity to establish the new, to establish new months, to establish we have control to a certain extent over the calendar. The Ramban also writes, Zeh mitzvah rishona shechivak as baruch hu es Yisrael ayidei Moshe. This is the first mitzvah that B'nai Yisrael get by way of Moshe Rabbeinu, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, mitzvah of Hachodesh HaZeh Lachem, Rosh Chadashim. There are a variety of intriguing diyukim in the first pasuk, which different mefarshim speak about. Rashi's bothered or elaborates on Hachodesh HaZeh, this Chodesh. What exactly is the Zeh that is being referred to? The Or Chaim has a nice discussion about why it seems to repeat Rosh Chadashim and then Rishon Hu. If it's Rosh, it's Rishon. What exactly is going on? But other mefarshim highlight a different part of this pasuk, which is intriguing. Hachodesh hazeh lachem. This becomes yours. What does it mean, Hachodesh hazeh lachem, that it becomes yours? So one idea found in the Sfarno and others is that when B'nai Yisrael were in Egypt, so slaves don't control their time at all. Slaves don't have the capacity to control the calendar and to impact or decide what they're going to do. Hachodesh hazeh lachem is a way of understanding, it's a way of highlighting the fact that we really now begin to control our time a little bit. There are, however, those who suggest, based on a very famous comment of the Talmud Yerushalmi, that perhaps there is a different meaning of what's going on here. Rav Gedalia Shor and Or Gedalia has this, and it's a very, very beautiful kind of an idea, which is Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim is not just a commandment to establish a new year, but rather, in this pasuk, the Jewish people are given over the capacity that Torah can impact and Torah can control the idea of nature. That we see through the calendar that when we are koveya the calendar, when we are koveya the months, so we have control over that. And it impacts, says the Yerushalmi, we'll get to in a second, not only the capacity to establish when Pesach is going to be or when Yom Kippur is going to be, but it gives us even koach, a degree of power over the physical world in front of us. Where do we see that? So the original comment is the Yerushalmi, which is very intriguing. Those of us are learning Ksubis, I think it is all of us. The Gemara tells in Ksubis, an Iktana who is less than 3 years old, so her Bia is not considered to be Bia. And if she does have Bia, her Bisuloseha, her Bisulas, her Simanim, the Simanim, that she's a virgin that's going to grow back, going to come back. However, if she has Bia after the age of three, after the age of three today, whatever it is, so then it's not going to come back. Yerushalmi says the following. What if the girl is over 3 years old and she loses her Simanim Bisula? And then Klal Yisrael, the Sanhedrin, comes along and they are Mekadesh, a leap year. They establish a leap year. So now she's not really three anymore. Now she's a little bit less. Says the Yerushalmi, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Besula baski molshanav yom echad ve'ibru beis es achodesh besula seha chozrin. Her besuleha. It's going to come back as a result. Why? Because Torah controls Teva. And if she was over three, well, then it wasn't able to come back. But once B'nai Yisrael established the calendar, so once we establish and we're koveya that, says the Yerushalmi, again, a very famous Yerushalmi, what ends up happening as a result is her Simani Besula are able to come back. This comes up, and you find this idea in Rishonim in different contexts. There's a very important Raivin and Rashba in Sugyas of Vestos in Maseches Nida where this comes up. But this is a very, very powerful idea that Torah has the ability to establish, to impact nature. Where do we see this? So there's a lot of different contexts of where we see it. The Chasam Sofer in a whole lot of places, in Ksubis and Daf Samech and Nida and Daf Lamed Vav, in Chulin and Daf Zayin, in the Chuvah Chasam Sofer in a couple of places, develops this idea at length and quotes some of the application. This is from Chuvah Chasam Sofer in Or Chaim, Chelik Aleph Simin Yedalid, says the Chasam Sofer, we see from the Yerushalmi, noted by the Shach in Yeridea, Vashoresh da Teva Mishua Bedes L'Torasenu HaKadosha, that the Teva is secondary, is Meshuba to our Torah, and therefore a Besula Shenivala, even though Alpi Teva, maybe she's already older than 3 years, at the time that normally she'd be able to develop, Kevan She'ibru Beis Nachodesh, HaTeva Meshua Bedes L'Torah, and she becomes weaker as a result. Similarly, says the Chasam Sofer, if you'd have a kid that was 13 years old, he was old enough that you would assume he'd reach a certain age, even a physical maturity of having Shtei Se'aros, and Beis Din would come along and Beis Din makes it a leap year. So then, he's considered to not be a gadol anymore, because even if he had shtei saras, we would assume those shtei saras are not the saras of a gadol, but rather something else. So says the Chasam Sofer. The same thing would be true if a kid was over bar mitzvah, and if he thought he was over bar mitzvah, he ends up eating chaylev and he's chayv achatas. Beis Din then establishes a leap year. The kid then lemafreya didn't have his bar mitzvah yet. He'd be putter from that chatas, because when Beis Din does that, what they do is they have the capacity to impact and to change Torah. This comes up also in Chodesh Shvat for Tu B'Shvat. The Gemara is already done in Masechta Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tesvav. Ba'amine Rav Meir Nachman Ba'amri Rav Yochanan Rav Yanai Ha'is Hashanah Me'uberes Mahu, in a leap year. So when do we observe Tu B'Shvat? When is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos? Is that considered to be in the Shvat like it normally is, or is it in the other Rishon a little bit later in the year? This year it takes place much earlier. So if you look in the Ritva there, Chasam Sofer elaborates on this idea. It could be that in a leap year, because of the Torah's impact on Teva, that Tu B'Shvat, that's when we have Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos, and in a leap year. So in a leap year, it's going to happen at a different time, because Chazal or Koveya, when Tu B'Shvat is going to be, Chazal's ability to control in many ways and to impact the world of Teva, in that way. What is the basis of this? Why is this so? Why is it that we are able to control, that we're able to, by way of Torah, Chazal, Beis Din, can control what happens in this world? So the Chasam Sofer, an unbelievable Mahalach in Parshas B'Shalach, maybe we'll put it next week, an unbelievable Mahalach in Parshas B'Shalach, understands as follows. The reason is because Chazal tell us, based on the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Peches, that the Ribbono Shel Olam made a Tanai b'Maisa B'Reishis. And Maisa B'Reishis, what was the Tanai? That if you're Mekabel Es HaTorah, that's great. If Klal Yisrael is not Mekabel Torah, the whole world is going to be undone. It's all going to revert to Tov Avo. What do we see there? That the existence of the world is predicated on the acceptance of Torah. And therefore, built into that is also that Torah has a degree of bias over the world of Teva. Torah has a degree of bias over that. And B'Shvil HaTorah HaNikras Reishis Nivra HaOlam. It's only B'Shchus Torah that the world's created. So since all of Teva is only there, the world only functions because B'nai Yisrael accepted upon themselves that we were going to be Mekabel Torah. So since that is considered to be the case, so that's why Umushuabedis Teva Sa'olam La Torah. That's why we have the ability to undo it. Rav Gdaya Shor Odayo quotes a different Maimar Chazal to develop the same idea. He quotes an idea from Zohar that many of us are aware of, that Tzadok, I think, has similar ideas, that when the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, istakla b'oraisa ubara alma, that God looked in the Torah and then created the world. What does that mean, that God looked into the Torah and then created the world? So it's often said over, and this, he even has this in English, in the Sefer, that Torah is the blueprint of the world. Torah is the blueprint. The Ribbono Shel Olam looked in Torah and then he created the world. Because Torah is the blueprint of the world, so then Torah also has the ability to impact the world. Torah also has the ability to impact the world. That understands with Ayashor is the source for this idea of Torah's capacity. HaChorosh is Elachem, it's ours. And part of it being ours, if we control the calendar, and part of we control the calendar, has the ability to impact what takes place in nature, has the ability to impact what is going to be in this world. Not only is this true, and again, the Chasam Sofer is one of the people who develops the idea at length. I have a old friend, Rabbi Dr. David Shaftai, if any of you are from Boca, who wrote an article in Beis Yitzchak Lamed Tes, in one of YU's journals, where he pointed out that there seems to be, he suggested debates amongst Rishonim, how much they accept this klal or not, that the Rashba in several places, he suggests, has this klal, as opposed to the Ramban, that seems more hesitant to invoke the idea that Torah is going to be koveya against Teva in this kind of a way. The Chasam Sofer in Shuvas points out, he thinks even the Ramban, that certain place seems to reject it, really agrees to the underlying yisod. But this is a very, very important idea. I'll give you one more application before we just take it one step further, which is in a leap year. Many of the Achronim point out that there is an assumption that people remember things for about 12 months. People remember things for about a year. Why is that so? Because the Gemara tells us that an avel usually is forgotten, whatever that means, after about 12 months, after about a year. That's the reason why the Achronim point out we read Parsha Zachar once a year, because reading Parsha Zachar once a year is good enough for us to remember for 12 months that we're going to remember what's going on. Wonder, it's true of the Maram Shik, shout out to the Chasam Sofer, what about in the leap year? Haray, in a leap year, we only have 12 months, so what are we going to do? So some quote from Chasam Sofer, long discussion about this in postgame, that you should have in mind in Parsha Kisetze. You should have in mind that you're going to be Yotze Parshas Zachar then, because that way, otherwise you're going to have more than 12 months between last year's Zachar and this year's Zachar. I think I did that with my son before Parsky states it's a time, you know, we got to make sure we listen to this Parsha Zachar for that chumrah. However, in the Tshuvas, I believe Hisoris B'Tshuva, one of the descendants of the Chasam Sofer, he writes, no, it's the same Yesod. Even though in general you only remember for 12 months, in a leap year, Chazal or Koveya, that the year goes longer, and therefore you're going to remember the whole time up until the next time, and therefore there's no need to be Machmir, no Machmir at all. Not only is this true, theoretically, but it's not only true for Beis Din doing it, but it could be it's true for Yechidim also to a certain extent. Could be it's true for Yechidim also, that maybe they also have the ability to do so. Chasam Sofer writes in Chulin that, again, the more a person is infused with Torah, the more a person is infused with Kedusha, the more Shlita they have over the world. And for that, says the Chasam Sofer, though, Ein Roi L'Shanos Tzvim, it's a Lola Tzorach Gadol. Even if a person has this Koach, they should only do it if there's a Tzorach Gadol. You're messing with the way that nature functions, and a person should be cautious in doing so, but it could be that it's possible, it could be that it's possible. Either way, we saw today, the first mitzvah, one thing I have to add in a second, that this is the first mitzvah, that B'nai Yisrael controls the calendar. We saw that built into this is not only the idea that we get to determine when a yontif is, but our control of the calendar reflects and highlights the extent to which us being koveya ayde Torah when the new month is koveya mitzias. You shall me about Simani Besula, Tshuva Soros B'Tshuva, about remembering Parsha Zachar, the Ritva Chasim Sofer, when it comes to the time that the fruit are going to ripen. It's all Koveya based on Teva. The Chasim Sofer's applications about a bar mitzvah kid, etc. There's a lot more examples there in Chasim Sofer. The basis of this is either because Chasim Sofer and Parsha B'Shalach, because the Torah was, the world only sustained because we accept the Torah, so the Teva is Meshubba to the Torah, or Istakla Ba'oraisa Ubara Alma. Says the Rav Yeshua, I think this is Pshat and why Kishah Chodesh is the first mitzvah. Because the first mitzvah should be a mitzvah which highlights the dominant role that Torah can play. That the first mitzvah is about Torah, and Torah can impact so much. It's a great entranceway into the world of Torah mitzvahs to highlight a mitzvah which expresses so beautifully the incredible power of Torah. Have a wonderful rest of your day.